Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on danaglennsmith.com or warn-usa.com. Warn Radio is on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music in podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. Do not miss the featured posts this week of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows, featured on both warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Featured on danaglennsmith.com, Choice, Chance, and Consequences. Christian Living, Turbulent End Times. End Time, Judgment, Justice, and Mercy. And featured on warn-usa.com, Redemptive Signs, Erdogan's Hate, North Korea, Miraculous, Uganda, Persecution at Warn Radio. And Israel, Middle East, Struggle for Peace with People Who Want No Peace. Golden Cup, Judgment, Flee Babylon. Volatile World on Edge, Classic Warn Radio. And don't miss these Warn Radio episodes from November 15th through the 17th. Wednesday's Advocacy Show, Life Eternal, Pray for Us, Glory Land, Sudan, Military Conflict, Persecution, Christians. Thursday's Battle Lines, House of My Glory, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 197. And Friday, Sound the Shofar, Kingdom War and the Coming King, Watch, Be Sober, Part 12. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana G. Smith. The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. The nation is at risk, and dark forces are plotting to bring the country into the globalist new order. Hidden within the storylines of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America today. And you can get your copy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart, Angus & Robertson. And The Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. You can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian books and resource shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings.
Welcome to Warren Radio. I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith. This is technically the WIBR Warren Radio. I don't know if you've ever wondered or not what that means. The WIBR Warren Radio stands for the Watchman Institute for Biblical Research. Warren Radio stands for the Watchman Alert Radio Network. So that's what it all stands for. Nothing is as it seems. Neither is America. Neither is the world. Things are changing. One day, my dad came into my office downtown when we were beginning all of this. The first thing he said to me, China is not our friend. Now, I had been watching the news, so, you know, I just assumed that he had seen a broadcast where they were brown-nosing red China. I mean, China. Yeah. See, because of... You see, he fought in World War II. His generation knew who the enemy was. Today, the kids on the street that are woke have no clue who the enemy is. Dad looked at me and he said, China is not our friend. It is Red China. They are an enemy of the United States. And I knew that. The reason I knew that is because over the years of working online and doing our websites and doing everything we do, I did a lot of research. And I was there at the time the Chinese general threatened to just nuke a couple of our cities on the West Coast. Easy reach for them. If there's ever a nuclear war, you won't have a West Coast or an East Coast left. Nope. And there's a number of others. I could go through them and tell you which ones will be some of the first targets. But I'm hoping we never get there. So welcome to the Kingdom War and the Coming King. We're about done with this. This week, the Word was God. Now see, people that don't know would just say, the Word was God. What does that mean? John chapter 1 is the one that tells you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that Word is Logos. Very important. The Word was God. He was with God. And He is God. The Word was with God in the beginning. The Word was God, just as there was our Father and our God. He is the Son of God, Yahshua, Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. While we have many titles for Him, which describe His all-encompassing nature and power, He's the Savior of all people, if they will let Him. He is the Almighty, as described by John in Revelation chapter 1. While many others may not have believed, the apostles categorically revealed Him as the Son of God, the Eternal One, and He who overcame sin, death, and hell in the grave. Some of those things the apostles witnessed. I mean, they witnessed Him. They handled Him. They were with Him. The Godhood of the Son of God who came, the overcoming nature of His power and personage, death could not hold Him. He's eternal. He's the resurrection and the life. Death couldn't do anything. He overcame death. He has the keys of death and hell. And His redemption is with Him. And in America, there's no greater proof of how things can change than America today. America's so changed, and I knew it would, because I was told many, many years ago. And Tower was one of the first ones I revealed it to. Because what I'd been shown was so unbelievable and so unreal, I had to talk about it. But I was told, America as you know it will cease to exist. It's funny today because I hear that phrase all the time by people describing America. When I was talking about America as you know it will cease to exist, I was talking to people around me. They didn't believe me. They laughed. Matter of fact, I lost friends over it. They didn't want to hear it. But the battle today is against principalities, powers, deceivers, and those who deny and present a false concept of who our Lord is and always was. Yet He is the Lord of the end of days and our study on the kingdom war, for He is the coming King. It is plain. It is powerful. The Word was God. He is God and always will be God. Now we're going to focus on first in Matthew 4, 1 through 11. It is written. That's an important lesson. It is written in the book. Now you see, Muslims think, certain Muslims, because there's a lot of Muslims that are accepting the Lord. We are an advocate for the persecuted church, and we have run into contacts, and there's a group, a big church, a group of churches, and they're in the Middle East, and the ones who started it, and many of them who are in it today are ex-Muslim because the Lord revealed Himself to them. You're not going to get into the kingdom of heaven by the sword and chopping off people's heads, but that's what they've been taught. You're not going to get into the kingdom of God like the ones of Hamas who went around and burned babies, cooked them in the oven, and did all kinds of atrocities. Matter of fact, you incurred the wrath of God. You will die, and then, when you're dead, you will be dead in your sins, and you will be thrown into the lake of fire. So in Matthew 4, verse 1, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Did you know being led of the Spirit is something we want to be? We want Him to do. We want the Spirit of God to lead us. That's what He does. Comforts us, leads us, tells us things. The Lord Himself said, "My Spirit will bear witness with your spirit that you are a child of God." So we know as Christians that there's a witness of His Spirit. So He was led up into led up by the Spirit of God into the wilderness. You know, in the old days, crossing this great United States to get from the east to the west, they had scouts. What kind of a scout would lead you away from where you were going? How many Christians want to be led of the Spirit in the wilderness just so the devil can get a hold of you? I mean, even when we have our churches, we don't think the devil's in there. I'm laughing because the devil's in your churches. You got to have the real power of God to deal with him. Singing a bunch of foo-foo songs is not going to chase him away. Takes the Spirit of God, fasting, and faith. So the Lord was led up of the Spirit, and he didn't go to no town. He was taken to the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. So they, you know, this was a battleground. Yeah, you're not going to do this on the city streets. You're doing this, and the principalities of the powers of the air are watching. Because the old man himself, the devil, was going to deal with this upstart that claims to be the Son of God. But the devils knew who he was. "I know who thou art, Jesus. Thou art the Holy One of God." And he commanded him to be silent. Now that's power. Be silent! And a lot of these you see on the street, they're influenced by the demonic spirits of the flesh as well. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. Fasted 40 days and 40 nights. People actually did that. But America's always had all the food and everything it needed. But there's coming a day you may not have that. 2024, there's many things that are going to happen you're not going to like. And there's even others who've been verifying this stuff. And they're no prophet. And verse 3, "And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." Now see, coming from a society like America, we like bread. What's the matter with bread? All he did was ask you to make stones into bread. That would be a good miracle. You could show him who he was. But see, the devil already knew who he was. They all do. But see, the problem of it is, there's people who say they know the Lord and who He is, but they don't follow up with it. But He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Now see, when we get into the tribulation, and even from here on out, really, you know, it's always been that way. You're not going to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. God has already foretold things. He's already called things in. He knows. He knows what they're going to be up to. So we live not by what man does, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Get into your Bible and find the word and find provision and believe it. You know, David said, "I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread." But we have a lot of Christians overseas that are starving. The Lord said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." The knowledge of the Most High, the knowledge of the Son of God, the knowledge of the Word of God, and the knowledge of the Spirit of God. And we're coming into a time when the devil's going to be here in a physical form. And the nations of men are going to reject the love of the truth, which is the gospel and Yahshua, Jesus Christ. And they're going to follow this one deceiver. And they will take his mark. For everyone whose name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be deceived. I mean, even today, things going on. This isn't surprising. I've been warning about stuff coming for many years. And there's revelation. The Lord revealed to me a long time before the election in 2020 what was going to happen. And I was also shown stuff about 2024. But see, there's stuff that I know about 2024 that didn't come from the Son of God, but it came from someone who is an expert in certain matters. And they tell you what is going to happen. Because America, thanks to Joe Biden and the Democrats that help him, are destroying this country. You have a basic Marxist view. Everything they're doing now comes straight out of the book of Marxism, taking over a nation. So the Lord God has allowed this to happen to America because we forsook Him. And if you're a Christian today living in America and the world, God is going to allow you to be tempted of the devil. See, Jesus was led by the Spirit. The Spirit of God led him into the wilderness for one purpose, to be tempted of the devil. Why? So he could put the devil in his place. That's why. Because a greater one than the devil was here. The one that was in the beginning, the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And this Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And they beheld His glory. He showed the many signs and wonders. Now see, the Church of God and Christians are being led into the wilderness of the world. And there comes one with a specific purpose to tempt the church, destroy the church, to tempt the pastors, to weed out the weak, get them strong, and get them prepared. Because the Son of God is coming, the Chief is coming. And you want to be ready, because the ones that are coming with Him are glorified and they mean business. The Lord isn't coming down to die on that cross again. He's coming down to deal some heavy penalties out. The devil already knows what's in store for him. And if he tells you, and I have talked to people many times over the years, I've interviewed a lot of people. I don't do interviews much anymore. I'm strictly in the Word of God. But during those interviews, I interviewed people who were about as dark as you could get, but got saved. And they recall the various things they do there, which are not good. And also meeting the devil. So it's important for you to understand God is getting ready. He's had it with America. He's not going to save America. I ask Him. I pray. Just as Moses stood up for the children of Israel, I stand up and ask the Lord to have mercy on America and help us to change this back. But if America isn't going to stand up, if America is not going to make an effort, then God will let you be taken over. Sure as the world. But He hasn't done that yet. We know in the end that the Lord comes and He'll deliver us finally and fully. But every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, 2 points. Jesus was led up of the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted. That's what it says, to be tempted. The Spirit of God, if you're a Christian, don't be surprised if you're led of the Spirit into a situation where you're going to be tempted to prove you, to show that you can overcome. That temptation and that little experience is called tribulation. In the world, you will have tribulation. You will have troubles. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Well, it's kind of hard to be of good cheer when America's falling apart. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, I mean, it. Logically, you shouldn't be happy. If you're a real Christian and you know what America's supposed to be, and you see the way it is. But today, it's more important than ever we live not by bread alone or food alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. And he saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And he said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now he just set him straight. By the word of God. And Yahshua, Jesus knew the Word of God. So that didn't happen. You see, Jesus walked on water. When it was time for him to go home, he ascended right before the apostles. And the vision of him going up was so stark that the apostles stood there gazing at him. And the angels who were there watching him said, "You men of Galilee, why you stand here gazing? This same Jesus, as you have seen him go, shall so come in like manner." Don't be surprised, boys. He's coming back and you'll see him. That's what he's saying. So he says to him, "Thou shalt not tempt." It's written again, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." When the devil tells you, you're not going to be safe. Well, the Lord prays a prayer for all of us. He told the Father in John, I think it's John 17. There's a whole section in there that I like when I'm going through this. "I pray thee, Father, that you would not take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil," directly referring to the devil and his works. And in the famed Lord's Prayer, he teaches him to say, "Deliver us from evil." There is an evil in the world, and you need to be praying for your family and your kids and those around you. "Father, I pray that you would guide and direct us and keep us from the evil. Deliver us. Make a way for us." And you need to believe it. So he says, you're not going to tempt the Lord thy God. And he's talking to the devil. "Devil, I am the Lord thy God, and you're not going to tempt me." See, he's already said it. He said it in the Word of God. But he, you know, here you got to speak it out to remind him. Because the words that you speak out are life. And it's important. If you read the law, you get back into where the law stated and given to Israel. You get in, you know, just read Leviticus and Deuteronomy. You know, God has given you the power of life and death in your tongue and in your speaking ability. God doesn't expect you just to read the Bible and get run over by a steamroller of the devil. He even said, and I always like this one, he says, "If you can believe, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea." Now, I always thought that was neat because I like going up in the mountains. I was practically raised in the mountains going fishing with my dad as I carried a can of worms. And I always thought, wouldn't that be neat? I wouldn't have to drive all this way. I could just say, "Be thou removed and set down next to my house," or close to where nobody can get hurt, of course, and set it down. I mean, can you imagine that? Someone having the faith? You know, a whole top of a mountain comes off and sets down. So he says, "I am the Lord thy God. You're not going to tempt me." Again, the devil then takes him up into exceeding high mountain. Now, you know, he doesn't give up. But see, even in the garden with Eve, you know, he said, "Has God said that you shall not eat of the tree?" You know, he puts a little, "Are you sure that's what he said?" And then he lifts it up and says, "Look at this pretty fruit here. It's so delicious." You know you want something. Then he goes, like a snake. Kind of smiling.
Come on, Eve. You know, look at this. I can even smell it. And I can even see him taking a bite of the apple saying, oh, this is so good, or whatever it is. It doesn't say apple. But she saw it and liked it. That's how it works. Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. So don't be drawn away. Get into the Word of God. Rebuke these things when they come. When the devil tells you something you need to do, say, I rebuke that thought in Jesus' name, and I rebuke the spirit behind that thought, and I cast that thought in Jesus' name into outer darkness. So again, the devil takes him up into a high exceeding mountain and shows him all the kingdoms of the world. It must have been a big mountain. And the glory of them. Now see, the Lord is the creator. See, in him was all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Even when he entered into that baby in Mary's womb, he was the Son of God, and he was in full conscious, because it's a divine being that's in there. Now, yeah, he was in a body, so he is really a man, but he's really God, and he was really God. That's why they say of him, Jesus Christ, yesterday, today, and forever. It's another way of saying, in the beginning was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And there are a lot of things written about him, creating everything. So, at any rate, so he takes him up to a high mountain again, shows him all the kingdoms of the world. Of course, if the devil really did know who this one was, he wouldn't have showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, because although the devil thinks that's glory, you know, they're his to give away because he has them because of the fall of man. He says, I'll give these things to you. Well, why would the Son of God do that when he was in the beginning with God and he created all things, and without him was not anything made? He gave up his glory. He says that in the Gospels. You know, yeah, sure, I'll give up heaven and everything for your, what will you consider to be glory? Now make no mistake, the creation of God is glorious down here. We've got beautiful scenery here. We got some bad scenery. But see, he didn't really know who he was dealing with. He knew what he was called. And, you know, the big thing of it is, how did the devil know that Jesus, Yahshua, was going to be there? And how did the Lord know that the devil would be there? Because the devil was appointed to be there by Yahshua himself. And of course the devil can't, it's like in the old westerns, you have two cowboys in the middle of the street, or one calling one out, and he finally comes out of the saloon, and they go out and have a gunfight, you know, in the middle of the street. But you see, the devil knew, and the Lord also called him to be there. Now, it's not written down, but that's what he did. You're going to be there, and I'm going to deal with you. And I'm going to deal with you at the beginning. Because he knew that he was going to that cross, and he knew that in his physical being, he knew that that body would feel pain. He is the creator of that body. He knows. In him was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Remember that. So when you believe on Yeshua, remember the Father sent him. And I would like to meet the Father and the Son someday. And I intend to. You see, I would love to have been there when the Lord raised Lazarus from the dead after 4 days. That was a miracle. So he says, I'm going to give you all this stuff, Jesus, if you'll fall down and worship me. I'm laughing because many people, we know that, especially, you know, our generation, the baby boomers, we know this. Because in the beginning of all this, back in the 60s, there were a number of rockers who had dedicated their life to the devil so they could have fame and glory. True story. But today we're seeing old rockers like Kiss and others who find out the error of their ways and they become Christian all the time. They're finally waking up. So I'm going to give you all this stuff. Well, devil, I don't need it because I created it. And when you get done messing it up, I'm going to come back and throw your butt in a lake of fire. And I'm going to create all brand new, and you ain't going to be able to touch it. You're going to be suffering. And all of those angels that you led astray, they're going to be with you. And all those kingdoms of men who wouldn't listen and walked in filthiness and evil and murdering, and all those who killed the kids, the innocent babies, I will deal with them. But I'm going to deal with you. But see, he wasn't going to throw him anywhere. That would have been good. If he would have put the devil into the lake of fire at this time, it would have been inappropriate, because God uses the temptations in this life to teach you knowledge and understanding. I had to learn that the hard way. Yeah, unfortunately, it has nothing to do with being a male, and I am a male. Well, what gender are you? Well, see, right now we've got all of that with, you know, all these laws and everything. In the beginning, God created two sexes. You know, if you want to call yourself something else, go ahead. So Satan tells him, finally, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. See, because Satan finally got to what he wanted. I'm going to give you all this if you'll just worship me, Jesus. Are you kidding me? He ain't going to give them to him. He's a liar. First of all, the Lord already has it. Second of all, the minute if Jesus had have given in and worshiped him, then he'd been subject to the devil and the devil would take it all back. Remember, the devil's a liar. He wouldn't give him anything. And all those rockers who the devil, yeah, he'll give you all those riches, and 5 minutes after you're rich, he'll take your life. Oh, he might give you a little extra time. But he's a liar. So then the devil left, and behold, the angels of God came and ministered to him. See, we are serving the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I want you to be sure to understand. Now, you got to up the ante in what you believe. See, we've lived in America. And, you know, in America, well, we got doctors, so we don't need to believe for divine healing. We got plenty of food, so we don't have to believe for food. Now, one of the reasons I like dedicating one show to the persecuted church is because I want to relate to the public about the brothers and sisters in Christ and what they're suffering. Many of them are suffering without food or clothing or shelter. In America, we haven't done that. And if there's one reason for America to be reverted back to what it was and people to again seek God, is so that we can take care of the brethren around the world in a proper way. But opening up America and letting in an army of young people, that is the invading army. Because when this thing, if this thing ever goes to a civil war, all them young men will be fighting men. And they ain't going to fight on the side of saving America. That's why they're here. Every one of them. They might think they're here. But see, right now, Joe is feeding them, clothing them, taking care of their medical expense, doing everything for them. Now see, when you do that, you know, our forefathers told us, when you have someone that wants to be an American, make sure they're going to put America first and what we are and what we do here. And they need to be righteous. They need to have faith. But see, today you have a large swath of Americans that are unbelievers. You got a whole swath of others that are Satanists, devil worshippers, black magic, white magic. Well, we got the power of Almighty God. And it's about time the Christians in America began to use it and believe it. So you're going to have a first-hand experience. And you're going to have to learn to believe. You're going to have to learn to fast, possibly for 40 days. Now, if you study Moses, you're going to find out he fasted two 40-day periods. I mean, that's what Scripture says. That's a long time. Now, we've got a couple of other sections here, and maybe I can get through that in one. But see, these are very important. There's three principles. Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. That's one. Now, the next one that we'll do next, the word, it is written. See, it's already been written. And it's going to come to pass. And then the final one we're going to look is the root and offspring of David. We're going to be in Revelation 22 and some of the unique things there. And when I'm on social media and I'm making a comment, and I don't make a lot, but every time I do, I will leave Revelation 22 there. He comes. So those are two other sections I've got to do before they end this, but we are about done with this particular study. Because you're going to be led up of the Spirit right smack dab into the end of days. We're already here. You know, and on another note, I'm doing the Isaiah series, and we're in the last chapter, the last few chapters of the book, which means we'll close it out here pretty soon. Or I should say a while. But the book of Isaiah is a very good book. A lot of truths in it. See, and that's what we have, the Word of God. We have this Word given to us. Now see, Israel is still in, you know, the Tanakh, the Torah, and their own writings. Now Yahshua came, and he specifically said, I have not come to destroy the law. I have come to fulfill it. And he did. And one of the ways he fulfilled it is the atonement. Because he is the Lamb of God. And he was that Passover lamb when he was put on that tree and he shed blood for all of mankind so that the death angel would pass them by. So there's a lot of issues in here. And Yahshua's coming back, and when he does, you know, he's going to reveal himself to Israel. They will be saved. But there's going to be some intense trouble for everybody, not just Israel. So you need to get your family ready. Financially, spiritually, and stocking up on stuff. It's going to be a hard time. That's just all there is to it. And they're working overtime to destroy Trump. Because he's the one that wants to heal America and make America great. And because he has a lot of the public that is on his side, because he wants to help America, they want to put him in jail and destroy him. That tells you that from the judgeships on up, there's a large portion that are corrupt right now today. And that's the same thing that happened in Israel as well. Because it's a position of power, and people can be tempted. And because there is that power and struggle in America, there's a lot of ups and downs. And this is what you're facing. It's really a spiritual warfare. And it's not going to go well. The churches need to stand up. The churches need to pray up. The churches need to fast and pray together. The church needs to become radical. You need to get out of there. So we are coming to an end in this one. It's been a good series. But, you know, there's a lot of these little things in the gospel that we need to pay attention to. And so as we close up here, you know, we were in Matthew today. We'll be in John. And we'll be in Revelation. And we will finish. Unless, of course, I can get them both in. I don't know whether I can. But when we look at all this, the WIBR Warren Radio is coming to a close of another year. And we have been doing this for 25 years, and that's just our end time ministry here. This began 25 years ago after the Lord had called me out to this particular ministry, and that is developing the ministry over the internet and going around the world. And that's not an easy task. You can put stuff up, you can stream. But right now we do have listeners in India, one of our biggest places, and that's a field where we definitely want to have it in. I did a lot of this in the early part of our ministry many, many, many years ago. I was on shortwave and then I was on satellite. But when we get over the internet, it's going to be, you know, they're going to control it. That's what they want. And so, in the end, in this darkness that's coming, it is, they're going to control everything that you do. And the only way the gospel is really going to be spread is the way it has for millennia, and that is by people walking, you know, or doing whatever they can to get to various places to spread the gospel. And online it's going to become dangerous because of the government's ability through AI and various other means to know exactly what you're doing at all times. And the one thing that offends people today, and that's the gospel, the faith of Jesus Christ. And it so offends China that, you know, they control all the churches, and Xi is planning on having his own Bible and their own interpretation of everything. Xi is not a prophet. Xi is a red communist. And he does things and okays things. And this is at also the preview of the Communist Party there, which is not good. And we get information from parties that have access over there. And, you know, you do not want America like Red China. That's all there is to it. So at any rate, take care of yourselves. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace. May he light a path for you to walk every day. And may he keep you from the evil. Until next time, may you and your family be safe and blessed this holiday season. And remember to stop by our websites at the WIVR Warren Radio. Visit warren-usa.com and danaglensmith.com. Check out my book, too, The Rising. It's a good book. And it's a Christian fiction thriller. So check out The Rising by Dana Glenn Smith. It is published by Life Rich Publishing. And it is on Amazon, but it's on a lot of others. So check it out. Listen to the shows on the websites. Tell your friends. Help us to spread the word. We only have so much time. Until next time, shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warren Radio.